Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On today's show, Renee Ibarbo, a Spanish teacher who has awakened the flamenco dancer within. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Welcome to the show today, Renee. I know you are a Spanish teacher who is also a flamenco dancer, and I'm also aware that you just achieved an awesome accomplishment, becoming a company member to the Alborada Spanish Dance Theater. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you for having me, Lynette.
Congratulations on your recent accomplishment. I know this is something that is definitely a passion for you, flamenco dancing.
It is, very much so.
Now, listen, I usually start the show with a quote that I've selected that I feel is representative of my guest and their journey. However, it was not a surprise to me that you had one that would be better suited for you. And of course, it is in Spanish. So I am going to let you share today's daily quote with our listeners.
Okay. Of course, I am a nerd or a dork or what. There's no label there, just that I love Spanish. It is my passion, obviously, with dancing as well. And the quote is from my all-time favorite band. I've actually traveled to see them, even by myself, in concert. Got to meet them a few times. Wonderful experience, opportunity. And it comes from the album Dile al Sol from the group La Oreja de Van Gogh. And the quote is, Como dijo aquel genio, esta vida es un sueño y soñaré. And that translates more or less to, like that genius once said, this life is a dream and I will dream.
And how can you connect to that? First, I do want to point out to the audience members that when you say you traveled to see them, you traveled from New Jersey to Spain to see them.
That's correct.
Okay, by yourself. I just want to put that out there.
A couple times.
Okay. So how can you connect to that?
That genius. Who is a genius? Who is they? Who is you? It doesn't really matter. This life, you have one shot. It can be whatever you want it to be. A dream, you know, the best possible scenarios, if that's what you want, you know, dream it and it will happen. And that's really my philosophy with life anymore. If I want something, you know, do everything I can and think about my future with that outcome. And yeah, and I will dream. If something's not working for me, I can change it.
I'm a huge believer in mapping your brain. And many experts agree that you envision what you want for yourself and you train your brain to believe it. And your brain works towards achieving that.
Yes, I completely 100% agree. The power of positive thinking has never been more prevalent in my life as it has been in, you know, the last few years, and just complete overhaul of the way I look at things and react and just go out with the intention of love and being happy.
And I really believe that pursuing your passion, flamenco dancing, was a big part of that for you in the fact that it makes you happy. So how did that begin?
I remember I was grading papers on the couch in my mom's house Saturday afternoon. The TV was on in the background for, you know, just noise purposes. And it happened to be on America's Next Top Model. Which is a show, I mean, I don't really watch a lot of TV, but it was on in the background, like I said. And the contestants were in Spain, in Sevilla, la capital de flamenco. And They were in the traditional Sevillana dress and had to pose with, you know, the different hand movements and arm postures and so many things that go into it for their photos. And it was that I looked up at that moment and I'm like, wow, you know, look how beautiful they look in their costumes. And, you know, if they can hold these postures, you know, I could do this possibly. I love to perform and, had been, you know, in music programs in high school. And I love the idea of performing for people. And we had actually had Alborada Spanish Dance Theater as a guest at, our high school, provided by our Spanish company, our Spanish, club at the time. And so at that moment, I was on my computer, like I said, grading, and actually just went on Google and put in flamenco lessons into the search engine. And Alborada came up, and it was very lucky that there was a beginner class that was offered in BRIC. And I believe I called that afternoon inquiring about the time and what I needed. And I think the rest is kind of history. I can't tell you with the date I actually started. All I remember is that Eva was not there, our director, and I actually had already ordered flamenco shoes because that is something you needed. They're very special. And I was thinking what I had gotten myself into. Even though I had performance, you know, history, it was not easy. It's still not easy, and I still have a ways to go.
Let's just stick with how you started. You're grading papers. You're grading papers. You see America's Next Top Model comes on. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie, on a rainy summer day, I will binge watch America's Next Top Model with my family, the three of us, my husband and my daughter. We take it pretty seriously.
You can get very involved in it. I'm not going to lie. I got involved after that moment.
Pretty sure I did see that episode. So you were inspired. But the thing is, what we're saying is that we don't believe in coincidences because we have trained our brains to push us forward. So I'm not sure I agree that it was a coincidence that, wow, in the next town over, there happens to be a great school for me to take flamenco classes with times that work for me.
Yeah.
It sounds like that was meant to be for you.
No. And in retrospect, yes. Like I actually am a firm believer in signs and that the universe, you know, you give positive vibes out and you're going to get something back and coincidences. No, you're looking like there's signs out there to point you in the right direction. And, you know, you ultimately have a choice of your fate and where you go, but they kind of lead you to that. And yes, I, you know, looking back, I think, yeah, absolutely. It was meant that I was there on the couch by myself grading those papers, and seeing them, you know, perform flamenco and obviously my love for Spanish, it all kind of worked out. And yes, it was very lucky, that there was a class in BRIC. And of course now that is actually the closest class to me. But I don't attend often because, the more advanced levels are further away. And the time I take to travel, you know, it's definitely worth it. Even if I were to add it up, it, you know, lots of time and money with gasoline, but at the end of the day, it's worth it to be able to study and share with other people my love for this dance.
So now getting started though, did you have any self-doubts or hesitations or what were you feeling?
Well, I was like, again, why not? Life's too short. But at the same time, yes, I did have some hesitations, because you have to, you know, they are special shoes, so you have to purchase that. So it's a little bit of a commitment. The costumes are very elaborate, so there's money that's there. And I had never had an actual dance class lesson, anything. I'd never taken a lesson before in my entire life.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Renee, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I had performed. I know music, and I know rhythms. But as far as dancing, I had never had any. At the same time, it almost maybe was a benefit that I didn't have any experience with formal classes because I had no interference from those different genres. I mean, there, a lot of the different genres do overlap. You know, flamenco and tap, you know, sharing that and ballet with the arms and the belly dancing. I mean, there's so many, it's a beautiful mixture and obviously the best parts of each dance are shared throughout. But, I guess the interference from those dances didn't interfere with my flamenco learning, you know, and also having a great teacher helps too. But yeah, no, that was my biggest, I guess, hesitation. The fact that, you know, you know, what's fifth? I don't even know what that means.
Right. Well, you were the quintessential blank canvas that all instructors want to start with.
Yes. Yes. That was the benefit to that, like I said. So
you got involved and you pushed past these fears, never having taken a dance class before. And during the process, do you feel like you made any mistakes or that you had any disappointments that our listeners can learn from or relate to?
I guess I wish I had gone to more rehearsal or more lessons. I don't know. Any time I kind of put a couple of school things, ahead, which, you know, again, no regrets there, but, you know, not taking the time for me and doing what I love, you know, I guess not taking that into consideration, saying that I'm okay to spend time on.
Okay, so what you're saying is that you're a little bit disappointed in yourself that you didn't make yourself more of a priority, because when you say school things, you mean the high school where you work at, that you kind of sacrificed some of your free time doing events at school rather than saying, no, I'm going to go to my dance class. So life got in the way.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, not recognizing that I'm okay to spend time on that. It's not necessarily selfish to do things for yourself.
Renee, earlier you said that life is too short. So how did you overcome feelings of putting yourself second?
My father passing away within that year, I had started flamenco. Everything at that point was now or never. You know, who knows about tomorrow? So I decided, you know, he would want me and he would be encouraging of me to just try because I have nothing to lose. The love of performance was definitely something I craved. And the fact that it makes people happy is beyond me. And to have a little piece of that feels sometimes selfish, but at the same time, the passion that I have for flamenco and dancing and performing, to be able to share it with other people is the best gift that I feel I can give myself and therefore other people.
And your father being of Spanish descent.
Yes.
He probably, it's such a celebratory dance for you, I bet, on many levels.
Well, I'm a quintessential American. He has Spanish heritage, but mostly Mexican in the culture and the way of life. And then my mother is German-Hungarian, but being able to go back and seeing, you know, the origins of this dance and where flamenco comes from in particular, to celebrate, you know, the triumphs and the losses of a people is, I think, knows no boundaries. It has no borders. It just the passion and love and emotion that's associated with it. I mean, he'd be absolutely proud that I can find that in the dance and in myself to share with other people. You know, cause that's all he really wanted as a military, you know, army, first sergeant. You know, he was the ultimate goal was peace and love and being able to share with other people. He was very personal that way.
Okay. So you pushed through this kind of barrier you had of putting yourself first there, and mm-hmm. you were trying something totally new. And what happened for you that made you feel like you were in the right direction, that this flamenco dancing was for you?
I can't say there was a specific moment, like an aha moment. I had the opportunity to perform in one of the shows we actually had at our high school. And there was a newspaper article and a great honor and privilege to be among the likes of the company, you know, at the time that I had accomplished this one dance that was very difficult. I love the music. I love the dance. I love everything about it. You know, and just recently, I guess more specifically that, I've been, you know, accepted as a company member for the Alborada Spanish Dance Theater, you know, that it obviously shows that I do have some talent, in the genre and that I, you know, can perform, you know, in front of crowds. That's a wonderful feeling. And
I can only imagine how you must feel about that, knowing your love to perform, your love for flamenco, and just the fact that you took a big risk, a big jump as an adult getting in dance lessons, and you've really made something out of that. What have you learned about yourself during this process?
That I can do anything that I want. That if I set my mind to it, it can happen. It can definitely happen. It's going to take some work and there will be obstacles, but if you want it and it's worth it, it will absolutely be worth any and all sacrifices.
Can you share any advice that you got along the way that kind of helped you on this journey?
Well, from Eva, in particular, you know, just the idea that there will be opinions out there, and not always positive towards your, you know, your goals and your sacrifices, your journey. But they're not yours. And that's, you just have to remember that it's for you and there will be, I guess, haters, new term out there. There'll be haters, but that's on them. And what you do and what you give, is what you're going to get. And so sometimes you have to, you know, say thank you and move on in some cases, especially with other people. So getting over her saying that, you know, there will be people who will try to bring you down, but that shouldn't stop you from what you want to do and what you love.
Now, you're the type of personality who tends to just throw themselves into things because you're daring. You're a daring person. You're brave. You will travel to Spain on your own. You will start a new passion. You'll incorporate this new passion into your life. You know, as an adult, a lot of people don't do that. And so the point of my podcast here, Motivate Me, with Lynette Renda, ha ha ha. The point of the podcast is for people to learn from the stories of the guests. So one of the things that I incorporate here is books that may be helpful or motivational to listeners, something that could get them in a frame of mind that maybe is a little bit more daring or brave. So can you make a suggestion of a book?
Oh, of course. And I just want to go back a little bit, if you don't mind. I might give this persona of a daring, adventurous person, but there's a big part of me that was not so much, you know, and I was overweight for a really long time. And that was my way to hide. I'm like everybody else. There's somebody out there. I was not the adventurous type. And when I finally understood that it didn't matter what other people thought or felt, you know, what was important was how I felt and looking, you know, looking and acting in the nature of positive thinking and love, that's the love are going to come back to you, in many different aspects, whether it's your health or love or money, it doesn't matter. If you act and be and think in that way, it can make a difference.
You know, I just want to thank you, Renee, for being really honest and vulnerable there, because we all have other aspects of ourselves that we don't feel is 100%. And lots of times we do let that hold us back. It's those self-doubts. I'm not mm-hmm. pretty enough. I'm not thin enough. I'm not smart enough. For some people, they let that hold them back to never experiencing a passion that they may be interested in. And that passion may or may not have anything to do with those doubts, or those doubts may not have anything to do with achieving that passion. Now for you, if you were dealing with a weight issue mm-hmm. and you want to be on stage dancing, those two things coincide.
Correct.
And you were able to push past that.
Yeah, no, I had a moment in the mirror where the costume I had did not look so nice. And I realized that I'd either have to get things specially made or not have the beautiful costumes that are out there. And I kind of resolved to just be healthier. I didn't want to be on medication. I was tired of being tired just tying my shoes, for goodness sakes, or like bringing the groceries in from the house, you know, from the car to the house. And I'm like, and that I'm worth it, that I'm worth a healthy, long life. And my goal was to buy off the rack a costume in Sevilla. And I did that last June. And of course, you know, had to have it taken in actually, which was even more of a accomplishment. And I cannot wait to wear it, you know, for my next Sevillanas when I have the opportunity to wear, because it's a very unique and special costume. But it was not easy. It was definitely not easy, but it was definitely worth it. And
I think you just gave listeners a very complete picture of a scenario that's very honest and true and common. You know, you're not talking about just one aspect of yourself. You've just embodied everything. And to get up on a stage and dance in front of people, you know, your weight, your confidence, your father mm-hmm. and his passing, all of those things brought you to where you are.
Yes, things happen for a reason. That's one of my little, I'm sure people who know me best would definitely say they've heard that many a time, that, you know, there's a reason why things happen, good or bad, and there's a lesson to be learned, and, you know, you'll be a better person as a result. And even if it's a hard lesson, that in the end it will be good. And because, you know, life is too short to have any regrets, and to not, you know, just want to experience and share in the most positive manner possible.
And both of the books you recommended, The Power and The Secret, reinforce mm-hmm. these ideas. So if people want to expand these thoughts on their own, learn more about that, they can read those books. Is there, if I wanted to be a flamenco dancer?
Yes.
You said you Googled flamenco mm-hmm. lessons.
Yes.
Would that be your contemporary resource that you would suggest to the audience, or is there a group or anything else that you would suggest?
Well, if you would like to be a flamenco dancer in particular, I have the great honor and privilege to share my dance company. It is Alborada Spanish Dance Theater. It's spelled A-L-B as in boy, O-R-A-D-A, Alborada. And if you go to alboradadance.org, you will see the company's website. And there are many different pages to the website. You can meet some of the artists that I have, again, the honor and privilege to dance with and actually study with. And then there are also, I believe there's a page where you can, if you're interested in lessons, even from the beginner, you know, if you're like me with no dance experience, you know, to people who might have an idea of what flamenco is. There's definitely a class that is available all over the state of New Jersey. For the most part, we're located in Ocean and Monmouth counties, central New Jersey. But there are classes. I know there's one in Hoboken, so North Jersey. You know, some of the students and company members will study in New York. So there's definitely many, many resources that you can find there.
And we will make sure to include all of these resources and links to them on our website, which is motivatemepodcast.com. So all of that information will be in our show notes as well online.
Perfect.
Okay, so this part of the show, we speed it up a little bit. It's okay. Called the Motivate Me Express to Success, and you have 1 minute responses, okay?
Okay.
So if somebody wants to be a flamenco dancer, how can they envision this for themselves?
Get the shoes, get a dress, put the makeup, put the flower in your hair, and get to a lesson. And, you know, no worries. It's going to be difficult, but if I can do it, you can do it.
That's awesome. Okay, so that was envision. Explore. How can they explore this for themselves?
Well, YouTube is a wonderful resource. You type in flamenco and you'll get all types of different videos from all over the world. Obviously, Spain being where flamenco is most known, but there's a very large group of dancers in Japan all over the world. So you could definitely, the internet is a wonderful resource. I don't know what they did without it beforehand, but you can get on the internet and just see. And then, of course, you know, reach out to people who dance, you know, like me.
That is awesome. Okay. So to execute the action they need to take, I find myself moving as if I'm doing flamenco right now. To execute, what should they do?
Yes. Just do it. Be like Nike and just do it. You have nothing to lose. It's just go out and do it and don't worry what anybody else thinks. If you love it, then that's all that matters.
They need to just make that call.
Just make that. You can make that call, show up to a rehearsal, yeah. You know, or a practice, a lesson, and, you know, the rest will be history.
Okay. So sticking in line with the thinking that life truly is a process, where do you see yourself? I mean, we're talking about mapping your brain, focusing, training your brain to move you in a direction. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
That's a long time, but a long time to do many different things. I have lots on my list to accomplish. And honestly, I see myself living between Spain and New Jersey, studying flamenco there in the caves of Sacromonte, in the city of Granada, actually. Studying there, but, you know, coming back here, maybe a guest performance with Alborada. And as far as profession, career, you know, I have a couple options, you know, love to say that I will continue to be a teacher. I love teaching. If I were teaching English in Spain or even exploring my newly developed undertaking, recent undertaking, you know, but living between, you know, taking the plane back, visiting friends and family enjoying the Spanish way of life and dancing as much as possible.
That's great. What closing advice can you give to listeners?
That everything happens for a reason. And the meaning of life is love. Do what you love, be who you love, you know, act in love, and you'll get it in return.
That's beautiful, Renee. How can people connect with you online? Now, don't forget, we're going to have the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. So we're going to be connecting through Facebook, through our page on Facebook, guests and listeners. So they'll be able to reach out to you there. But is there any place they can go to see your art or your theater company or to ask you a question? What is there any contact information you'd like to share?
If you'd like to reach me, you can email me at renee.ebarbo@gmail.com. So it's renee.ybarbo@gmail.com.
Okay, that's awesome. So here's the thing. I end the show with a daily go-do after our conversation. I think what I should tell listeners to go do would be to pull up YouTube, a dance video of any kind, whatever their interest is. Because yes. some people want flamenco, some people like other different types of dance, but you just have me in the mood to get moving. So I think they should pull up a dance video and just try to mimic the steps for as many times as they want to, just to let it all out. What do you think about that?
Dance like nobody's watching.
That's right. Dance like nobody's watching. So Renee, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that listeners are going to learn from your journey. I truly appreciate all of your honesty, your advice, your enthusiasm. It's been awesome speaking with you today.
Thank you. And I just also want to say that it's still a journey. I haven't reached my destination just yet. And first step is all it takes. So,
well, something tells me if we reach our destination, we're 6 feet under.
Yes, that's true.
It's a constant journey, sister. So let's if we're still above ground, we're good.
Yep. And that's exactly where I'm going to keep jogging here. keep flamenco dancing.